It's time for the Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies, brought to you by Gavura's Fine Wine and Liquor, Quality Sales Food Service, Ivory Jack's, and Hoodoo Brewery. Now your host, David Prues.
Good evening, Fairbanks. Welcome to our locally produced and broadcast show, Fairbanks Foodies. I'm your host, David Prues, and this is the local portion of a great food and beverage lineup that plays for you Saturday evenings. KFAR gives you four great food shows in a row. We start with this show, Fairbanks Foodies, followed by Grape Encounters, then What's Cooking, and we finish off with, of course, the Beer Guys. It's a great lineup of food and beverages. We here at KFAR take care of your palate on Saturday night. We have great sponsors for this show, the Hoodoo Brewery, Quality Sales, Gavura Fine Wines and Liquors, and we also have the unique store out there in the Gold Stream Valley, Ivory Jack's, with Dick and Joni. Anyway, we are here to discover food, the food venues of Fairbanks, local restaurants to try, and events you can participate in, beverages you can create. Tonight in the studio with me is Eduardo Rodriguez. He is the owner of the Burger Zone, located in a mini-mart fuel store at the corner of College Road and the Steese Expressway. Eduardo, how are you this evening?
I'm doing fine, Dave.
You know, talking with you and getting to know you, you come from a long line of food.
Yeah.
That's what your family does.
Pretty much.
Before we go into your incredible burgers that I've been eating here the last week, let's talk about you going into the food business. It seems like that's what you've always done.
Well, I started when I was 16. You know, I moved from Mexico to Anchorage, and my only place, it was with my uncle.
Uh-huh.
So I started working at Gallo's when I was 16. So all the time period, I end up in Fairbanks running for I was running Gallo's. And then after 10 years, I was like, you know what? I want to start. My uncle has been great with me, and he's been a great boss. He's been a great uncle. But I'm trying to do my own. So I started in the building business.
That you're at, okay.
So I start building houses. And then 2 years later, I take my boys to where it used to be, back to the Bone, you know?
Yep.
So we were thinking to go and eat barbecue. So we find out that he was out of business.
Yeah, he passed away.
Yeah.
So I noticed the girl in the front desk. It was Brittany. So I know he's dead. He used to work for me over there at Gallo's. And I asked Brittany, so what happened? And she was like, oh, the guy, they decided they close. So the place is empty now. So I look at the kitchen, I was like, oh, this place got potential, you know?
Entrepreneur.
Yeah, and you know, I used to own a restaurant down in Anchorage. And I moved up to Fairbanks, so it was kind of hard since I got a partner. So I end up telling my partner, or you buy me out, or I buy you out. And I was trying to do a great burgers over there. So me here in Fairbanks and not having a good place of burgers. So that's why I was like, you know what? I can do a really good burger place in this corner right here.
Fairbanks is a burger town.
We all love burgers. I mean, we all love burgers. Simple as that.
And so I just told Brittany, hey, if they decide to rent this place, let me know. So 2 months later, Jay, who's in charge of the gas station, called me and say, hey, I know you are of the Gallo's family. Do you want to rent this place? I was like, yeah. I mean, let's go and check it out. So I see there, you know, I was like, this place is going to be great for burgers. And since I got all the smokers and I'm great doing, I like to smoke meats and do barbecue sauce. So I like, why not? Let's do burgers and barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's a combo.
Yeah. So when we started, we were doing briskets, pulled pork, ribs, and that was like completely different from the burgers.
So basically, your clientele was going to be T-Rex.
Yep.
Carnivores are us.
Yeah. So, and it was funny because when we opened the first day we opened, my wife has been there all the time helping me out. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do 100 patties. And I think it's going to be way more than enough because we got all the barbecue. And, man, we opened that day. It was a Saturday. We got so busy, we sold those 100 burgers in the next 3 hours. For real.
Yep.
And And I was like, wow, people want good burgers. And a lot of people start posting on Facebook and social media that those burgers were really good. So it's how I was like, you know what? I end up closing from 3 to 5 so we can re-prep everything and open the doors for 5 again. And we went through about 200-something burgers that day. Yeah.
That's a lot of meat.
You know, it's interesting. I'd had a burger at your place this summer as soon as all the restrictions of COVID were removed. I finally got to have one.
Okay.
And it was fun. And then Mr. Compo here, one night he starts sending me photos of your burgers.
Yeah.
And then he shows me a picture of the smoker, and I go, I know where you're at.
Took a little while. He goes, is this in Fairbanks? And then he saw the smoker,
that's a burger zone.
He guessed the right one.
Yeah. He was seeing what I knew about.
Well, see, I hadn't been there, and I always consider myself kind of a food junkie. I like to try the new places. I give every place two chances.
Yep.
If I have two bad meals, I never go there again.
Yeah.
But I was talking with Eduardo when we were over at Gallo's, and he told me about this place, and I said, well, I know the place, but I just never stop there on the way to where I'm just going the other way. And so that's when I called you.
You know, Eduardo, what I like to do when I go into a place is oftentimes you order the same thing, you know, same old, same old. So what I do, especially on a burger, when I walk in and I order a burger, whatever they have on it, I'm eating. I'm not removing anything.
Yeah.
Because I want to see how you do it. And your burgers are very good and structured, very nice. First of all, you start out with very good beef, but you also have a very soft sesame seed bun, and it's a soft bun. It's not, you know, a crusty, hard, stale.
Or dry. Yeah.
No. And, you know, and then, you know, you have the tomatoes. You have fresh tomatoes, fresh red onion, lettuce. And that's just your basic burger where you start. Yeah. And then you have the one that I had, the heart attack burger.
Yeah.
Describe that one.
Great name.
Yeah, describe that one for Fairbanks.
Since we were doing all the barbecue, all the briskets, and since day one, we put that on the menu because why not? Brisket and a burger, it's great. I mean, you cannot go wrong with it. And so I was prepping the burger, and I was like, this is a heart attack burger.
Hard attack waiting to happen.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a big boy burger.
It is.
It's juicy, but it's fatty.
It has thick bacon, two cuts of thick bacon. Mm-hmm. And it also has about, I'd say, 2.5 ounces of a good juicy brisket.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, basically nice. It's a triple play.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful. And, you know, you gotta use both hands.
And a lot of napkins. A burger's no good if you don't get a little bit messy.
You're
right?
Gonna be hungry to get that one.
Did you design the menu?
We designed the menu. Me and my wife, actually, we were trying different type of sauce. You know, we got the Diablo sauce.
Mm-hmm.
It's really popular. And we started putting in a burger. And people start asking, hey, can we get the sauce on the side? Can we get the sauce on the side? Or can we get sauce for the fries? And then, like, let's get some.
You should sell it by the gallon.
We can sell it by the gallon if they want. Yeah. They just give me a hands up, and I can prep it because we prep everything in the morning.
What time do you open up for business?
We open at 11 o'clock.
And someone can still get your breakfast burger at 11 a.m.?
Oh, I mean, the breakfast burger, we mix half of our ground beef,
mm-hmm,
and half of the sausage.
Yeah.
So you're not getting it because it's a 7 ounce meat. It's a pretty big burger.
It's almost half pound.
Almost half pound. So you don't want to get the full sausage. It's going to be too much. So that's why we mix that and we put an egg on it.
Yep.
Oh, it's good.
And so just reiterate where it's at.
It's at the intersection of the Cease Expressway and College Road on the northeast corner of that intersection.
Yeah, correct.
And, you know, it's funny. You pull in and you're saying to yourself, okay, am I like on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives here? I'm pulling into a gas station to have one of the best burgers you can have.
Yeah.
Where's Guy Fieri at?
Well, and it's also, you can sit down and eat there.
We got his most sitting area.
I only sit down and eat there.
But you told me, don't you do most of your business as takeout?
Right now at the moment, I mean, it's a new era that nobody was expecting, and It's hard to tell what's
and use gonna, Uber. I mean, what is it called?
Oh, we use DoorDash,
Speed
Eats, and we got a bunch of phone calls. You guys can call me ahead of time. We prep your burgers. We're pretty good on time. We take about max 15 minutes to prepare burgers, but, even when it's busy.
But what gets me is you went out of the family food zone. You know, your family, your uncles, your family, your background, you know, half of Fairbanks, your relatives own the Spanish-Mexican food joints.
Correct.
So, well, what do you mean correct? You darn right I'm correct. So yet you said, okay, that's all out there. I'm going to go American burger.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Diversify.
It's fun to create a good burger, especially in this town. It was nothing creative.
Don't we love a new... We just love a good burger in this town. We do.
So with when I moved in there and I got all this barbecue equipment, I was like, that's a really good idea to mix barbecue and burger.
Yeah.
You know?
They, we got this... Complement each other.
The Hot Attack, the Western Burger. We got quite a few burgers. They come with barbecue, and they're really popular. I think the Hot Attack is the most popular burger.
Yeah.
Okay, describe for us the Heart Attack. What's on it?
The Heart Attack, it comes with 7 ounces of meat. And like I was telling Craig, the meats we use, and we mix it daily,
mm-hmm.
hand patties. Hand
patties, yeah.
We use chuck, short rib, and brisket is what we got on our burgers. We just don't buy just ground beef.
Yeah, and you create it yourself.
So that's 7 ounces of that type of meat. And then we use the creamy cheese. The American creamy cheese is the thick one.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like the sandwich cheese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So on top of that, you put the bacon and about 4 ounces of brisket. On top of the veggies is lettuce, tomatoes, onions, and pickles. It's what's on the Heart Attack.
And then the sauce?
Well, we That's put optional? The sauce on the sauce. Okay. On the side.
He asked me if I wanted it on. I said with.
Well, yeah. Who says
I go
nobody
with.
Says no, eh?
Yeah. What? You know, you think I'm going to go halfway on this? I'm all in.
Yeah, no. And right now we put the sauce on the side because, you know, right now 80% of the people take their burgers at home. So I don't want the bun to be soggy with all the sauce. So we've been putting all the sauces. Same with the Diablo burger.
Oh, yeah.
We put the sauce on the side.
That makes sense.
And here was one that you did. You have the jalapeno burger, but your jalapenos are jalapeno poppers stuffed with cheese.
Yeah, that's a jalapeno popper burger.
Yeah, and so I was looking at that going,
wow.
Oh, boy. And so, you know, I'm not a jalapeno person.
I am.
But I like poppers.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't have that hot spice palate. I'm Mediterranean. I'm basil. I'm oregano. But this one, the texture, the taste was just, you know.
Hey, you've been there since I was. You've been there more often than when. I thought you just went there with me. You've been out several
times.
I've
been there a few times now.
You got some secrets.
Yeah, you know. And your issue with that is Craig Compa? No, okay.
I think I bought the first time, so I was just waiting for a little reimbursement.
Oh, forget it. You know, so, but that was a neat burger. And you just, I've never seen that or heard that before, taking poppers and putting it on a burger so you can get both the cheese. And you also have your pepper jack cheese on it.
We got it, yeah.
Yeah, and you have popper stuffed with cheese also. I thought it was phenomenal. I really did.
One of my favorite burgers is a mushroom Swiss, and you have that, right?
Yeah,
I haven't tried
that
yet. I want to try that.
I recently had that one.
Oh, my God.
I've
been there every day since we went.
Yeah, I recently had that one, Craig Compo.
Has he got a punch card? Or
those mushroom Swiss, we cook the mushrooms every day, so you're not getting mushrooms out of the can.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we cook it in butter and all this seasoning.
Good Swiss
cheese.
Yeah, I want to try that.
And we got the good Swiss cheese, So, like I said, if I'm going back to the restaurant industry, I better do the best.
Yeah,
there you go.
Top shelf.
Fairbanks, we are going to take a break and listen to some commercials from our sponsors. I have Eduardo Rodriguez, the owner of the Burger Zone, in the studio with me. We're talking about just wonderful burgers located at the intersection of the Cease Expressway, College Road, the northeast corner. And we'll be back after these messages.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Make your next dinner or gathering with friends and family be the one they'll remember, with help from Gavoris Fine Wine. Gavoris' selection of wines is one of the largest in the interior. You'll find the perfect pairing to complement any meal or to enjoy for any occasion. Gavoris has an outstanding selection of spirits and beers as well, including fresh Alaskan beers to fill your growlers. You'll find the home beer brewing supplies you need. Gavoris Fine Wine. Open noon to 8 every day in the Gavora Mall.
Football is back, which means your Sundays got even more awesome at Ivory Jack's with all of the games on. So swing in for breakfast with their amazing Eggs Benedict, with full breakfast being served until 4 p.m., even for Monday and Thursday night games. Or try the crab-stuffed mushrooms and the always popular chicken wings, along with some Aroma Dome beer from Black Spruce Brewing Company, plus their famous dinners, live entertainment, and, of course, free parking. Always a good time to be had at Ivory Jack's in the heart of the Goldstream Valley. Hoodoo Brewery. Sure, you grab a cold one after work with your friends and coworkers in the amazing beer garden, or maybe fill up the growler on the way home. Hoodoo Brewery, some of the finest beer in all of Alaska, right here in Fairbanks, right in the heart of downtown. Now you can order your beer online at hoodoobrew.com or sign up for a tour of the brewery. Score some cool Hoodoo swag and support your local beer meisters. That's Hoodoo Brewery, a strong supporter of Fairbanks and local events, large and small. Hoodoo is always there with a cold one just for you. Hoodoo Brewery.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back. Fairbanks, David Prue's in the studio here with Eduardo Rodriguez, the owner of the Burger Zone, who makes some fantastic burgers here in town and combines barbecue, which I'm known for and I love, with burgers, which I'm known for and love. So it's a wonderful combination of a marriage made for your wonderful gastronomical discovery. Is that about right, Eduardo?
Yeah, I think it's about right, yeah.
So, you know, we were, just before break, we're talking about the mushroom Swiss burger, because that's Craig Campo's favorite.
Yep.
It's also mine.
It is.
Yes, I love a mushroom Swiss burger.
Have you had it out of the Burger Zone?
Yes, I have.
You have, so tell me about it.
Well, first of all, you take a look at a burger like that, and it has to have the marriage of the mushroom, the Swiss, the meat, and the bread. The bread has to be soft. The bread has to be soft. And with Eduardo, he also has the lettuce, and he has the red onion on it, thin sliced red onion, and a little bit of mayo. And it just, you know, I look at it and say, I'm not going to add or subtract anything. And I ate every bite. Twice.
Good stuff, huh?
Well, my change-up was one time I had French fries, the other time I had onion rings. Mm. So that was my change-up.
Yeah.
But,
I really liked the sauce when I was out there in the burger, because sometimes it's a gamble. The sauce can ruin a burger or it can make the burger. You know, if you get something that's a sauce you don't care for, is vinegar or something in it, and then you get, once it's on the burger, you always want to taste it first, right? Once it's on the burger... I've had it before, it'll ruin a burger.
We mentioned it earlier. He also puts the long slice pickle on there, too.
Yeah.
And that works. You know, it all worked. Growing up here in Fairbanks with you, Craig, you know, my cheeseburger only had mushroom, lettuce, and mustard.
King
mustard.
Leo's.
Well, something similar, but there was no tomato. There was no onion. There's no mayo. There was never a mushroom on it, but over time, you know, you start expanding your burger repertoire, and I look at the Burger Zone menu and I say to myself, everything you need here, you know, you're not getting way out of bounds in there, but you got a guacamole burger.
How many different burgers do you have?
We got 18 different burgers on our menu. Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
And guacamole, same deal. We do that every morning, and so it's. You can tell the difference because the avocados are really tricky to play with. Because when you buy avocados by a can, the flavor is completely.
Oh, sure.
Now, you got to get this avocado and slice it and turn it into a good guacamole. Yeah.
Now, we've been polite. We've been polite. You know, one day I want to do a show on impolite burgers. And the one that I would go after of Eduardo's here at the Burger Zone is the Extreme Burger Zone.
Extreme Burger?
Extreme Burger. Would you describe that one?
That's
heart attack times two.
I'm not who's saying this, but my customers have been saying it's the biggest burger in town.
Yeah.
Because it comes with the double patty.
So 14 ounces of...
Just right there with the cheese.
That's where it starts out, two patties.
Then you add the bacon, you add the brisket, you add the pulpur, and you add the onion rings, plus the vegetables.
Yeah. Now, does that come with like one of those to keep it all together, like one of those, you know, a knife or a toothpick that's about 9 inches long?
We got to use a rope to try to kind of close the box so the people will be available to take it home in the
bag. You take it out in a hand truck.
That's what I'd call a three-day burger. It'd take me 3 days. Yeah. Of course, I wouldn't take 3 days, but I should take 3 days. It's that type
midnight.
Of burger.
Gone by midnight.
Yeah. and I'll be comatose, but I'm in heaven.
It's a challenge burger.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't even seen that one. I got to look at that.
And then you mentioned it earlier. You have your Western burger. Why don't you describe that one?
Yeah, the Western burger is pretty much like the heart attack. It's a hamburger patty, but we put the onion rings on top of it. Mm. And same, we use the barbecue sauce, and we do our barbecue sauce. It's the honey barbecue that we made at. And we put that on the side. So
do you have more than one barbecue sauce? Or do you
No, right now at the moment, we're just having
one
that one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good barbecue
sauce. Yeah, when we opened, it was different because people can go and grab the sauce they prefer. Now we have to keep it in. So it's the only sauce we put on the burgers. But we used to have different options. But when everything gets changed again and people can go and grab their sauce and everything. Yeah. We might go back to the other sauces.
Weren't you telling me when you first started, you offered both burgers and brisket?
Yeah.
And then the burgers just took over, right?
I mean, So when we opened, I got you see my menu.
Yeah.
There's two screens.
Right.
One it was completely barbecue.
Yeah.
And the other one, it was burgers.
Yeah.
So when we opened, and people were like, not even looking at the barbecue at the time. They just want burgers. I mean, it's how Fairbanks needs a... good burger place. And I was like, yeah,
that's you know what? And you can build them pretty quick.
Three days later, I was like, I got to do all burgers. Yeah. People want their burgers. Hey, so let's
want our burgers.
Don't fight the tape.
So now we're going to go down the rabbit hole.
Okay.
Tell me about your Diablo cheese sauce.
Well, the Diablo cheese sauce, it was tricky. We start with quite a few recipes.
Okay.
So one day I was there and my wife was there with me and I'm like, hey, try this out. So, and we even record, do a video and we put it in our page.
Oh, Facebook page.
Yeah, before we opened, we start trying to do advertisement through Facebook and social media. So I was using sour cream and I was some sauces and we put some in a burger, and we try, and we're like, yeah, it's good, but it's, you know, you always...
looking for better.
Yeah, looking for better. I was like, no, I got to create this with some cheese sauce. Let's do it with cheese sauce instead of...
It's always the cheese sauce that gets me. Craig, this is your next addiction.
So we start playing with a bunch of cheese because it was hard to make it into, like, a sauce, you know? And so we finally find this cheese and all these recipes and the peppers. And I try, my wife try, and we're like, yep, this is it.
Got it.
So it's how the Diablo sauce star.
I got to try all these.
And what gets me also is you have a children's menu. You have kids' burgers.
We do. We just have the hamburger and the cheeseburger. And then separated this. And
it's smaller. It's easier. But it's fresh.
It's fresh.
And it's handmade.
Yeah.
It's just a smaller version of these wonderful burgers.
Palates. I always just when I was a kid, I didn't like strong tasting foods. And somebody explained later, when you're young, your taste buds are much more strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so you're kind of not used to some of these tangy flavors, and it might be a little too much.
You haven't had as much beer.
That's right. Yeah, that's what wears them off, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes people order the kids' burgers and we'll let them know it comes with lettuce and tomatoes. So oh, like, oh, no, remove that.
Yeah.
Pretty much like 80% of those kids, they yeah, don't like those burgers. They cheese. Just want the burger and cheese. Yeah.
Now, Craig, there's something there I haven't had that I got to go try because yeah. it's me. He makes chicken wings.
Oh, yeah. So there you go.
And it comes in buffalo, barbecue, raspberry.
What?
And the habanero. Now, tell us about the raspberry. You know,
the raspberry habanero?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we come up with just the raspberry jelly, and then we start boil all the sauces that we use in, with some habanero. So it gets this flavor. The habanero is really unique. So when you try a sauce that is made with habanero, you will know it right away because it got a really unique flavor. And I think it's one of the best flavors of peppers. So that's why we start doing the raspberry habanero. The guy who helped me out with meats and everything were like, hey, I want you to try this raspberry sauce. That it's already pre-made and you bought it by a can. But I was not like satisfied with the flavor. So like, I'm that type of guy. Yeah. I want to do it. You know, I can do it better.
That's good.
You know, I want to try to do everything.
When you got the best, you're always going to have the customers. You
yeah,
know,
exactly right.
Even if it's
right.
more money or not, it's yeah. just if you the best, that's what they think about when they're hungry.
Eduardo, about how many burgers a day do you have to make to satisfy Fairbanks?
Right now, it depends on the months. Like, but this month, we've been doing about 240 burgers a day.
Wow. That's a lot of burgers.
I mean, some few days, we not even hit the 200, but some days we go up to almost 300.
Yeah.
So it's an average right now. So we've tried to prepare about 250 burgers daily.
Mm-hmm. You got at least 100 or takeout?
What is it?
At least 100 or takeout? Takeout or?
Well, probably two-thirds of them are takeout.
Takeout.
I always sit.
No. Right now the takeout is about 85%.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I always sit down there and eat, but just watching it, it's takeout.
Yeah.
And they're fast, you know, from when you order to when you get your burger, it's 4 to 7 minutes. I mean, but yet, it's a gourmet burger handcrafted for you.
Right. Well, you know what? I used to go to, I'd be in line over at Carl's Jr. I'm going to throw names out there. And, I mean, my clothes were out of style by the time I got through the line. it took so long. I like to get a burger. You know, I'm a busy guy. I like to get a good meal and fast.
Yep.
That's me.
We're Americans.
Yeah. We don't like waiting.
And I know the industry that people like you want to be in the run, you know?
Yeah.
So that's why we're like, you know, this is, we got to do it fast.
I think you found your niche, Eduardo.
Yeah. you know, so, well, hold it. Eduardo, you're a fairly young person, so I'm just looking at this as your first one. And this is sort of like a franchise type of thing.
Yeah.
You have one on the east side of town. There's North Pole. There's the west side of town. There's Anchorage.
Yeah, I've been thinking about North Pole.
Mm.
I'm trying to expand and, of course, maybe go to Anchorage and try to make some few other restaurants over there with the same food.
Menu, yeah. It's your family background.
Yeah.
Yeah, my family owns about 20 restaurants.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Gentlemen, that's about it. Eduardo, any closing comments about
where can we find your menu? Is it on Facebook?
Oh, you can go on Facebook. Right now, you can go to DoorDash or Speed Eats and get it delivered. But yeah, if you go to on Facebook, Instagram.
What do you look at? Is it AK Burger Zone or Burger Zone?
It's AK Burger Zone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fairbanks, that is our show. Eduardo Rodriguez, thank you very much. Craig Compo, thank you very much. Just think those photos led to this right now. But that's Fairbanks. That's what we can do.
What
we can do. I'd like to thank the sponsors of the show, the Hoodoo Brewery, Dick and Joni out at Ivory Jack's, Gavora Fine Wines and Liquors, and Quality Sales. Gentlemen, thank you so much. And Fairbanks, you have a great evening.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Hoodoo Brewery, Ivory Jack's, Quality Sales Food Service, and Gavora's Fine Wine and Liquor.